عنهما, he mentions of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is mentioning this, that respect and honor the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, honor Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by honoring his family. In other words, if you're showing honor to the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in turn you're actually showing honor to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So therefore, any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we honor it, we respect it, in fact we're showing respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anything that is associated with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we show respect to it, we are showing respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we started this chapter yesterday, Babu Tawqir al-Ulama wal-Kibar wa Ahl al-Sadaqa wa Taqdimihim ala ghayrihim wa Raf'i majalisihim wa Ibhari maratabatihim. This chapter on honoring the scholars, the elders, the people of goodness, showing preference to them over other people in the seating places and acknowledging their status. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that one of the biggest problems today, one of the biggest reasons why people have disputes, problems, is because of this failure to recognize farqi maratib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given different people in this world different positions. When one person doesn't recognize the position of the next person, that's when you have a dispute. For example, every person can't be a president. Some people will have to be citizens in the country. Some person will be a president. Everyone can't be the employer. Somebody will be the employer. Somebody will be the employee. Everyone can't be the father. Somebody will be the father. Somebody will be the child. Everyone can't be the manager in the business. One person will be a manager. One person will be working under the manager. So all the different positions Allah Pak has given for a reason. Everyone can't be a wealthy person, and who's going to work for the wealthy person? And everyone can't be a poor person, and who's going to pay the poor people? So Allah Pak has made some people poor, Allah Pak has made some people rich, some people as employer, some people employee. If Allah says, وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has favored some of you over some of you as far as wealth is concerned. This is from the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those people that have been given less in this world, they are poor in this world, they don't have to feel bad about it. Because Allah Pak will compensate them on the day of Qiyamah. How He'll do it? In many ways, but one of the ways Allah Pak will make it such that 500 years before the rich person, the poor people will be entered into Jannah. What a great ni'mat. 500 years before the rich, Allah Pak will put the poor people into Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is such, we should always be happy with the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this chapter is teaching us that now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this plan, you will have some people who will be the ulama, those people of virtue, then you'll have those people that are behind them. Those people that are behind them generally, as far as being the students are concerned, being those that are following, those that have been given preference, this is how they should show ikram. This hadith is showing us how they should show ikram and how they should respect those that have been given preference as far as deen is concerned. So the first hadith, an Abi Mas'ud عقبة ابن عمرو البدري الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أم القوم أقرأهم لكتاب الله. The Sahabi mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person will be the imam of a qawm, of a people, that person أقرأهم لكتاب الله, that person whose qiraat is the best. Now when it comes to that person whose qiraat is the best, ulama explained that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant here is that person that has the most amount of ilm, that person who has the most amount of knowledge as far as salat etc. is concerned, that person will be appointed as the imam. فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْقِرَاءَةِ سَوَاءً فَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالسُّنَّةِ. And if everyone is equal as far as this is concerned, then that person that has the most knowledge of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be given preference to become the imam. In the books of fiqh, it got it, that person that is the most knowledgeable as far as ilm is concerned, then after him, that person who can recite the best. Obviously, if the person can't recite, his tajweed is not good, it is possible that he'll become the imam and he can spoil the namaz. So therefore, the first thing is the person that has the proper ilm, the proper knowledge, because the person who doesn't have the knowledge and he performs the namaz, he might also make a mess up of the salah. So therefore, it is important that he has the knowledge. Thereafter, that person that has the proper qiraat, the person who can read the qiraat properly. And then this hadith is saying that person who has obvious knowledge of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي السُنَّةِ سَوَاءً, if the people have equal knowledge, meaning all the people there have around the same knowledge as far as the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, فَأَقَدَمُهُمْ هِجْرَةً, then that person should be appointed who is the one that made hijrat first. This was the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he made hijrat. Just to give that person honor, your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us how a person should be honored. That man made hijrat before you, give him that honor and let him be the imam. فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْهِجْرَةِ سَوَاءً If they are equal as far as hijrat is concerned, فَأَقَدَّمُهُمْ سِنًّا Then appoint that person who is most senior in age. In other words, people are all equal as far as knowledge is concerned. Now what do you do as far as hijrat is concerned? That person who is the most elder, the person who is the most older, he should be given preference by being the imam. It teaches us one lesson that the old people also should be respected. Because of the age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that person more senior to you as far as age is concerned. Respect him for his age. وَلَا يَأُمَّنَّ الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلَ فِي سُلْطَانِهِ No person should perform salat in a place where another person has authority. No person should perform the salah, lead the salah in another place where somebody else has authority to perform a salah, illa biiznihi, except with his permission. Very simple example, if one of us goes to another masjid, we have no right now suddenly to go perform the namaz in the masjid. That masjid has got its own imam, that imam has the right to perform the salah there. No person can just go forward. In other words, hadith is explaining to us that respect authority. Somebody has been appointed as the muazzin, somebody has been appointed as the imam, no person should just go and decide, I want to give the azan here. Because that is that person's authority, he's been authorized to give the azan. It's his right. We can't just feel now, I give better azan so I can give the azan. Or my namaz is better so I can just go there and perform the namaz. It should never be like that, this hadith is teaching us. That person who has been given authority, has been appointed for that place, except with his permission, nobody else should do it. So respect that man has been appointed for that duty, let him carry out his duty. In fact, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi would mention that the fazilat of giving azan is so great that if it wasn't for my fear that I am interfering in a system that's already in place, meaning in the madrasa, etc., somebody is already appointed for the namaz, somebody is appointed to give the azan, I would have called out the azan myself. But I didn't want, although he was such a senior person, who would have minded if he called out the azan? Nobody would have minded. But he said, I didn't want to make dakhal in this intizam. I didn't want to interfere in the system that's already in place. There's a system in place, there's a procedure in place. I don't want to interfere with it. So what I would do is sometimes when we are traveling now on journey nobody has been appointed to give the azan. There's no person as because we are just traveling together. At that point I will climb up to a high place and I'll give the azan. So there was my opportunity to give azan. But where there's a system, where there's a place where people have been appointed already, I wouldn't interfere. I would let that system continue.
وَلَا يَقْعُدُ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَلَىٰ تَكْرِمَتِهِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ
The last part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, they do not sit in a person's house, in his place of honor, except with his permission. Look to what extent the hadith is teaching us to respect a person, another person. That in his house, he has one place. Maybe in the lounge, he sits in that one place. Or maybe on the table, this person on the Rasul Khan, he sits on one place. Wherever it is, he has that one place that he sits. Nobody else should go and sit in his place, except with his permission. If we say, no, you sit there, that's your place, you sit there. So we can extend this analogy. A person, for example, he, out of respect, he sits in the front seat. Now, if he offers us a lift one day, doesn't mean we might just jump in and take his place. But this person normally sits here, let him sit there. So he's in his house, in his office, in his boardroom, on his table, wherever it is. But it's a place of respect where this man normally sits. Let him sit in that place. This hadith is teaching us how much we should respect authority, how much we should respect people. That position, that place Allah Pak had given him to sit, we shouldn't be taking his place except with his permission. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ سِلْمًا In another riwayat, who should be given preference? Is that person for imamat? Is that person who accepted Islam first? بَدْلَ سِنًا In exchange for the word sin. Sin means age. We said who that person who is the oldest. In another, the Imam Nawawi showing us another riwayat. He says, instead of the person that is the oldest, the person that accepted Islam first. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ يَأُمُّ الْقُومِ أَقْرَمُهُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَأَقْدَمُهُمْ قِرَاءَةً فَإِنْ كَانَتْ قِرَاءَتُهُمْ سَوَاءً فَيَأْمُمُ أَقْدَمُهُمْ هِجْرَةً فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْهِجْرَةِ سَوَاءً فَيَأْمُمُ أَكْبَرُهُمْ سِنًّا This hadith, this explanation we already gave in another hadith it comes. That person who has the most amount of knowledge, he comes number one, and then that person with the most amount of qira'at. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, just for the sake of completeness, is showing us the different variations in the riwayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Very important chapter this is, of having respect for every person, having respect for intizam, for systems that are in place, for positions, and not trying to interfere with it, and not trying to question why it is like that. Yesterday one person phoned me, he says, we are living in a world where the rich are getting richer. He's complaining. The rich are getting richer, and we people who are battling in the business world, it doesn't seem like things are working out for us. We shouldn't speak like this, we shouldn't think like this. What Allah Pak has given for us, there is a hikmat in it. Allah Pak knows that we probably, our system and our style is such that if we were given too much, we would have went off the course. So just to keep us on course, Allah Pak has given us little, Allah Pak has given somebody else more. So we shouldn't think like that, why he has got more, why he's given authority, why this person is given prominence, why he's famous and I'm not famous. This is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be happy with it and we should respect it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.